At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yarmo, in my discussions with him leading up to hiring him, was I'm all in, and I'm going to be every part of this organization he's going to get involved with, add his experience, his perspective. You know, he's going to be based out of Columbus, which in some ways is great because it's an NHL city and you get a lot of the pro scouting reports that he can add. But then 4.5-hour drive for him to be, you know, in the car and here in Buffalo, and he'll be here a lot. He has been, in a very short time, really, really big asset for me personally, for the whole organization.
Kevin Adams, so he told you there, Jarmo Kekalainen won't be moving to Buffalo. I guess it can be all in without actually living in the city or with the team. Sports is going to be like politics. Is politics still like politics, where like there are journalists who record how many meetings you went to? I mean, I'd like kind of like to know. Eric Staal, they kind of like to think that all in. I mean, again, like the nerve. All in when you're not even going to live here. How can that be all in? Because they have an NHL team, it's okay? It doesn't have to be bad. It just can't be all in if you're not even living here. How?
I think that that's fair. There is. I appreciate the benefit of being on top of another NHL building where you can see different players and you don't have to send scouts to travel there to do any pro scouting. Okay, that's convenient, but yeah, I don't know. It's not a 4.5-5 hours. It's not Rochester. You know, it's a commitment. You just did this. I mean, right? Weren't you just in Columbus with your kids?
I was
back and forth. I mean, it's not.
And I was in Albany. Those were both four and a half hour drives.
So I don't know.
But I went
when I heard that. You know what I thought? Well, at least it's not Finland. That's what I thought. So you know, it's not entirely complimentary, obviously, but you know, it's better than him being in Finland, which I honestly thought might have been a possibility.
Carmanos too, right? Was he even?
I saw
around?
Reference to that, and I'd never heard that. I don't know that anyone's even asked the question before, and I don't know that it came up, but I just saw it phrased that way. That like the two people you might be most excited about being a part of the organization aren't here every day. But I don't know that officially on Carmonas, but obviously Adams told you about Kekalainen.
All in. Here's Trevor next. Hi, Trevor.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking the call.
Appreciate you calling.
Sure. Mike, some years ago, I don't know if you'll remember, you wrote a column in which Terry Pegula holds a press conference, this idea or this wish that he holds a press conference and serves steak sandwiches. I don't know if you remember that, but
I remember this
it because it was so good.
Thanks.
In the column, you talked all about how you really had Terry in this thought experiment, kind of leveling with fans and talking with them about why they did the things they did, being open, being honest, and just a level of clarity that we don't hear from the GM today. And I think that's, for me as a fan, that's what I wish for most, is the sense of being leveled with. You have this horrible drought, And in light of that, there's this ego and sense of entitlement that I don't need to answer these questions, being frustrated with rumors. And that's the type of stuff, from my way of thinking, that you get away with when you are a perennial contender team, where if you want to be a jerk, well, you win all the time. At least you win all the time.
Yeah.
But the Sabres don't have that luxury. And meanwhile, they don't say the right things, especially the GM gets himself in trouble regularly with the things he says. And I guess that's kind of what I wanted to reflect most of all, is thinking about your column, wishing that the GM would level with us as fans and kind of talk to us open and honest, if that makes sense.
Yeah, thank you, Trevor.
Great memory on that column. I remember that, too. I don't remember the details, but the steak sandwich thing I remember.
It's just, I've been in this kind of place on a couple of these things recently, and I don't want it to sound like I could just walk in and do these jobs, because I don't think that way. I don't feel that way. But it just should not be so hard when you have the advantage. You know, Adams, the media does not have this advantage. The media gets sort of like, does not get the benefit of the doubt all the time. The sports team has the fans, like you own them. And at anything neutral, you're sort of going to get the benefit of the doubt. Like, you don't have to be honest. You know, you do eventually have to win, but sort of like you get the platter laid out for you, and to sort of spit on it like this, and, you know, just hit the wrong notes so often should be easily avoidable. And most of what I get from him, have gotten from him, I've mostly liked. I feel like he is being honest. And maybe that's his failure or his struggle here, is his wanting to tell you how he feels and the media thing drives him nuts. But it just should be so easy for big business. Are the Sabres big business? I kind of was thinking they were. Maybe they're not. It's so easy for big business to stay out of that ditch, usually. And these guys just can't. It's shades of Donahoe, Adams, mm-hmm. now. Like, Donahoe he let it out. He criticized fans the one famous time, but he had a problem with, like, he and I had conversations privately about certain media people who we thought were just not honest or just accurate, and it really bothered him. And most of the time he didn't make a thing out of it, you know, publicly, but it really bothered him. And I just remember thinking, like, dude, I got a lot to learn here for my part in this, but don't worry about it. You're in the chair.
Yeah.
You're in the chair. Act like it, you know, just don't be so consumed with people you outrank.
Right.
And Adams doesn't have Donahoe's credibility either. And another difference is Ralph, because when Donahoe got loose, Ralph had enough. Like, that was not going to fly with Ralph Wilson. You're out. I mean, Donahoe was a winner, and he was qualified and knowledgeable and, you know, in theory, a good face mm-hmm. for the organization. But when he crossed over into, you know, it was more kind of like attack mode, Ralph just, like, no.
That was the end of it.
That was it. Yeah. That was it. And what sense do you get from Pegula with Adams? Like, that, there's just no scenario
right.
where Adams would be replaced.
Didn't Ralph Wilson eventually write a letter, like a rebuke of Donahoe over the signs being confiscated and stuff? Like, at the end of Donahoe's tenure, I think there was like an ad apology from the owner. Like,
yeah, he there was something. A statement or something.
I'm getting, like, today, Samuelson is today. You know, a few months ago, we had the palm trees and the taxes. Last year at the deadline, we had Zemgus Girgensons as the fabric of the team. Have some idea. If it rankles you so much that you think you're being treated unfairly by the media, maybe try to find some people within that structure that you can trust, that you should read, that you should have some idea how your fans are feeling about these players that you are sticking up for. Because you're missing badly. You are not pleasing the majority of your fans. I'm not saying that Zemgus Girgensons didn't have his fans. I'm one of them. I admired him as a player. But to talk about him as this... I never sniffed the playoffs until he left here and played for Tampa last year. And he's the fabric of the team. He's so important. Your team is nowhere, dude. You cannot pluck out the fourth liner and tell us how important he is, and we're all missing the mark here, and he's got to keep coming back on 1-year or 3-year contracts. Like, stop already. This today with Samuelson, it's like the same bell being rung. Like, you don't recognize that your fans do not hold these people as near and dear as you think they do. They are 100% replaceable commodities to the fan base. They are not guys that you, I can't believe you're doing that with that guy. It's the opposite, even. And that is just, it's just not reading it's at all deaf. What is going on in reality out here.
Yeah. It's tone deaf, right?
Like, yeah. Yeah. And I don't know where, I don't know when that started. I mean, Paul's been making this point about Adams being, you know, on edge about how the team is being treated, how he's being treated. And I don't know where that began. Because I don't feel like that is how I was hearing him portrayed when he first got the job. But it's really escalated here in the last year and a half, I think.
Lee is next. Hi, Lee.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I have two things. I have a thing where here, where if you take a look at, you were just talking about, you know, with Tom Donahoe and stuff like that. You take a look at when Pegula took over the Bills, and, you know, they struggled. They hired Rex Ryan. They kept on trying to figure out, what are we going to do? And then there was that 17-year playoff drought, and they finally got two guys in there that know what the heck they're doing, and that's Bean and McDermott. A guy that came in and said, we need to change the culture. Now, these people calling up and you guys talking about how we need to get this player and this player, and I believe you just said a few minutes ago where Paul said that Adams is on edge. Don't you think maybe it's time to just get two people in there that know what they're doing and change the culture? Because it's a similar situation what the Bills went through.
Well, you know, thanks, Lee. I get the point. I mean, with the Bills didn't hire anybody with experience. The Sabres never, almost never.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hire anybody with experience. So that's the same. They drafted Josh Allen. I'm sorry. I know how inherently disrespectful that is to Bean and McDermott. They're not here anymore if they had hired a mid-quarterback. They're on their third job since then, right? There's only so much you can do. They've got Allen, and they've been able to get to the semis. So, I mean, I respect them, but they're lucky. And the Sabres have not been lucky. It's not for a lack of trying. Pegula has hired how many different GMs for the Sabres and coaches? Is it 10 total between the two positions? It's a lot. Like, they've been through right. A lot of guys. He hasn't failed. They're not completely just, you know, inactive.
But that has pushed him to a point where I think now he's overcorrecting the skid here. But maybe he was too quick with Murray or Bottrell or whomever. But this, to be going into year six, is incredible. The whole thing, pick any point you want, but the moment he publicly declares that he can't do his job as effectively as he'd like because of the disadvantages he's facing, you don't get to be my GM anymore. Because not only are you telling us that you can't do what you want to do because of these factors, and like there's truth within that. I've never denied that. But you are also telling the entire hockey world, the league, the players, your own players, most importantly, basically, in essence, I would replace you if I could, but I can't because nobody else wants to come here. Go get them. What is that? That is atrocious by any measure. Objectively atrocious. Keep going. Come on back. Another draft news conference. Another welcome to the new season news conference. Okay, here we go.
I mean, they were 26th in points. It's 5 years and they were 26th in points out of 32. What's left to say? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, we'll look for your calls again in a moment. Sal Capaccio joins us in studio coming up at 5. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.